Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight on Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. Well, I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond. And tonight, I have my special guest, Ms. LaVonya Jackson, who is also a blogger and an upcoming new author. So before we get into this, tonight's episode is sponsored by Value Trust Consulting, where your consulting dreams of writing come true. So, Ms. LaVonya, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. So, LaVonya, can you share a little about yourself as a blogger and as becoming a new and upcoming author?
The reason why I started my blog is because, first I heard this quote that said people begin to heal the moment that they feel heard. And I was going through a lot of things in my life and I was just finding my voice and I needed somebody to hear me. And so I started writing, and I used to share some of my not so intimate writings with some of my close friends, and somebody suggested, well, why don't you start a blog site? You might be able to help somebody else. So I started my blog site, Real Talk with V.
Okay.
And writing has always been like something that I've loved to do, so it was a given.
All right, that's a gift. Look, it gets you gifting through your healing, right? It's your healing through your gift. That is just what has happened. So, can you give us the title of your new and upcoming book, and what was the hardest thing to write about this?
The title of my new upcoming book is called He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not. I took a lot of very real situations and stuff that I had been through in my life, and I pulled them together, and I like to call it my collage because I just throwed everything into it. So no scene is really exact, but it wasn't really hard writing it, because writing it meant that I was giving it away, that I was letting it go. The hardest part about doing the whole book was remembering the things that I had been through in my life.
Okay, so, you know, as you said earlier, you know, you talked about your healing through your process, you know, as when you're writing, and this is basically based upon things, the series of events that happen in your life, and it does, as a writer myself, sometimes when I'm writing, it brings back, you know, it's like sometimes it can be a trigger to you, but then you know what? I always look at it as, you know, if I write this and share this story, that somebody else might be going through this, that I know that that'll be a breakthrough for them. Because, you know, as you said, we're overcome by our testimonies. So I believe everything that we write is always to offset, to help someone else. That's just how I believe it. But I appreciate the fact, you know, you took it from a title that we think as of a little girl. You remember playing that game? He loves me.
He loves me.
And that still stands true to some days in women as today in relationships. You know, you're wondering if he's loving me or if he loves me not. You know, so I can feel, I like the title. I love the title. So,
as
you just said, but what inspired the idea for your book? What was that aha moment that I need to get this out?
Well, I had been writing a little bit here and there and trying to piece together a story anyway. But like I said, it was my journey to heal was making me take a look at my past. And I believe that some of the situations that we go through help to shape us. And when I was looking at myself and starting to write things down and starting to write about it, I had that aha moment and said, hey, you know, I bottled this stuff up and I'm ready to give it away. Let's make it a story. Maybe it can motivate somebody else. So that's
right.
Why I wrote the book.
So, you know, as we're getting ready to take a little break, I'm going to take a little break here and we're going to come back and hear more about this He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not. So stay tuned, audience. We will be back with my special guest, Ms. LaVonya Jackson.
Hello, this is Annetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers, every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved ones. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m.
If you're not well in your body, if you're losing focus, and if you're not fulfilled, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul is here to aid you in giving you tips. A healthy mind will keep you focused. A healthy body will keep you well and active. A healthy soul will keep you fulfilled and content. Contact Coach Michelle at her website, IM2Inspire.com. All right, welcome back to the second half of Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond. And tonight my special guest is a blogger, Ms. LaVonya Jackson, with her new upcoming book, which will be called He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not. So again, with my special guest, we're going to be going more in depth of the possibility of learning more about this book and what does she want for you guys as the reader to get from this book. So, LaVonya, how would you describe your ideal readers? Because what do you want your readers to get out of reading this book?
Well, I know like in any writing class, they always tell you to know your audience, to know who you're writing to. But I didn't really target a certain audience. I just wrote about my life experiences. But in my book, it does mention, you know, the struggle about being a young mother. I talk about how I struggled being a young adult trying to figure life out on my own. It kind of talks about toxic relationships and consequences of bad choices. So I think that it'll be a lot of people who can relate with my book, even though I didn't set out to attract a certain audience. I think a lot of people will be able to relate with my book.
There you go. That's it. You already said it. You got your audience. You said it. People dealing with toxic relationships. A lot of that. We see a lot of that in the world. We see a lot of young people. I was one of those young people trying to figure it out on your own. Didn't have, even though you had family, but, you know, you had to figure this out on your own. The next you talk about you're in a relationship that might not be as good for you. So you have your target. You have your target audience right there. Those are the key essential people that you would know that we would love to get this book. So as we said, you know, there's always someone that has inspired you. So you have any few books or any authors that have inspired you to become a writer?
I actually do. I like books that are authored and published by Zane. I like Jerome Eric Dickey, classics like Maya Angelou. And the reason why I like those people are because they paint vivid pictures of scenarios or scenes in their books so that you can almost put yourself right in the moment that you're reading about when you're reading from those different authors.
I know. And I heard you before earlier and I first half when you talk about the scene. So basically, you know, you write in your book as a scene. You know, your book can sometimes become a manuscript for a scene. You just, you know, never know. So those are some good authors and people who have been inspired, you know, too. Those are some real good authors to have to do. So I know this has been your process of becoming an upcoming author. So for someone who is new or thinking about becoming an author, what advice would you give them?
I think the best thing that I could tell anybody who wants to write is to just write. It's been times when I wrote things and published on my website that nobody read at all. And so, I got discouraged, but I stopped writing. It's been times when I got comments and stuff from my writing that wasn't so, that was a little bit distasteful, and it kind of got me down and discouraged, but I didn't stop writing. And I think that anything makes a good story. It all depends on how you paint the picture with your words. So if I could tell them anything, it'll be to just write.
Yeah, I know, because, you know, you can't get discouraged about author's views, because, I mean, hey, you know, how would you know if something is good or rated if it doesn't get rated? So, and then, right. You know, when we need to know if it's good review, or a bad review, then we need to know what we need to do. Or, you know, it just might not have been for that person, you know, it's a lot of movies that people like that I didn't like. You know, I'll give you a prime good example is one, Bird. It was something, a Netflix movie last year that everybody was going crazy over, a Bird something. It was with Sandra Bullock in it.
I can't remember what it was.
It was Bird something, but it was like a little horror, little suspense story or whatever else. And I'm like, are you serious? People is going over this? Are you serious? And it's been a lot of those that, you know, I'm like, are people watching? Are you serious? But, I mean, you need to know from it. So I commend you. You're right. Don't give up. Just keep on rolling with it says. And, you know, just keep on doing better. Now, the last question that I would have for you, as you're talking about scenes, would there be a sequel to this?
I hope so, because my story definitely didn't stop at the end of that book. I'm still living, and so I'm still growing, I'm still learning, and there's always going to be something to write about. So hopefully there will be a sequel to He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not.
All righty. So, audience, so LaVonya, tell the folks again where they can keep up with you and when is the book release coming up.
The book release is supposed to be December 20th, and they can keep up with me on realtalkwithv.net, or they can follow me on Facebook.
All right, audience, so you have heard it. He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not will be completed and released on December 20th. What an awesome Christmas present to get. Awesome Christmas present to get. And will you be having a pre-order book launch?
I'm not really familiar with how things go. I'm only familiar with the writing aspect of it. So hopefully everything will just run, you know, as smoothly as possible. Hopefully we will have a pre-book launch.
All right. So, audience, I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond, for Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where the Triology of Wellness is here. If you'd like to connect with me, also the host, you can follow me at www.upfrontmindbodyandsoul, or you can email me at upfrontmbs@gmail.com. So, again, tonight has been an awesome night with my guest, Ms. LaVonya Jackson, and I look to seeing you next week. And tonight was sponsored by the Value Trust Consulting for your dreams to come true.